Hey, welcome to day 35. I am Cheryl Goodman. I'm the author of How to Win Friends and Influence Robots and a friend of Todd Boffo, who is an excellent pastor and author with his 40-day book. And so today I am your number 35, and we're going to talk about two of my favorite passages, one from the Bible, which is Psalms 73:26, which really speaks into us not relying on our own power and our own strength and to rely on the Lord. And this is so important when we're on an entrepreneurial journey, whether that's within a company or within our own home. This is raising children and building businesses and just general growth. And so oftentimes we get weary as we think about these daunting paths that we have to take to reach our goals. And I just say to you on day 35, my hope is that you can know that God has you. He not only has your heart, but he's got your back. Okay, he's got your back because you have a purpose and you have a mission. Now, while you may not feel and you may not know and you may not sense that right now, the word tells us this. This is a fact through biblical passage, and that we know that we are to rely on the strength of the Lord. The second passage that Todd has given to me to speak into from the book is really a quote from Charles Spurgeon. I'm going to read it to you. That God has been sufficient into now, and he should be trusted to the end. So in many ways, it's kind of like, has he not given you proof? You do have proof. There are many times, if you look back in your own life, I know I have in mine, where there were so many near misses. There were so many paths that I could have taken that could have been really detrimental, and that the Lord, through his divine timing and perfection, saved me even through the pain, even through the loss of a sister, even through divorce, even through job changes, and all the stresses that we deal with in this world. And I would say that in this world, especially if you're a business person, you've been told your whole life and your career is that what is measured matters, right? And I would say, please don't try and measure and predict the Lord. Trust him. Believe that he knows your value inherently. Jesus knows your name. He knows every hair on your head. He knows your heart. And he also knows that you alone cannot rely on the strength of your heart. You need the heart of Jesus. And so on day 35, I hope and I pray that you can really lean into what is your inheritance from the Lord, and that whatever that is, that project that you want to work on, maybe it's with your children or your spouse, or maybe it's a book. This year I launched a book. Scariest thing I've ever done, right? Really stepping out in faith, but stepping out to honor what God has equipped us to do. So we are to rely on his strength to achieve those dreams and goals. God has planted these ideas and visions and dreams in your heart, and he is calling you to cultivate them, to rely on him, and to trust in him. Thanks for listening to me on day 35, and I hope that it's a good